Blog Talk Radio.
Here I am. Will you send me an angel? Here
Well, hello, good evening to you from us here in the UK. 8 minutes past the hour of 9 p.m. here. And you've heard two tracks of music there opening the show because we have no calls at the minute. We have one caller now. It's just called in. Just nicely as the music ended. So we'll say hello to Chris. We'll start the show. And hopefully, some more callers. Do you mind turning your didgeridoo off now, Kelly?
Oh, sorry, I didn't know.
Right. Just waiting for the wife to turn the background music off. Okay. Say hello to Chris then.
Hi, Tim. I'm here, sir. I'm happy to be on and just, being on and for people to, that need guidance and stuff. And I just want to say hi, Deb. I know you're listening. Eric, if y'all want to call in, you can do it if you want to. Also, if you got a question for me, you can go ahead and call in at 646-668-8735. Again, 646-668-8735.
The one. Okay. Right then, so we have, I'm not sure now if I've got the name right. So, it's a 470.
Hello?
Hello?
Who am I speaking to? Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Betty.
Who?
Betty.
Oh, nice to meet you, Betty. Well, how can I help you today?
Me too.
How can I help you today?
Well, you gave me reasons, right?
Yes, ma'am, how can I help you? Do you have any specific question or you just want a general?
I just want a general reason.
Okay. Okay, so the Empress card came out. Well, first of all, I feel the Empress card is, what I'm being told is that there is some kind of energy there. I did get a female. I actually want to say like a mom. Kind of energy that I did get. She's just saying that she wants you to do very well and just do what you got to do and to keep doing what you're doing. And I got the moon card, which meaning that there's a lot of moon energy right now to tap into. So I was told to tell you that you can use the moon energy to get the moon water and to protect yourself, because I do feel that you need some kind of protection from something that might be coming around. I also got the, I can't even see, the Three of Pentacles. What is telling me to tell you that you need to be more active and be more creative, because that's what it means to be more creative in what you're doing. And then for some reason, I keep getting a male energy around that. I don't know what that means, but that's what I was told to tell you. So I would say just to keep, just to keep the energy, do some research, and do whatever you need to do to get the things done that you need to get the things done. So that's the energy that I'm getting from you right now.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's what I was told. So the other card, the Knight of Swords, it's telling me that there is someone that's kind of interfering in something. I would say he's probably like tall, salt and pepper hair. He's one that likes to get things, get into things where it doesn't belong. And then also, I was told to pull the Oracle cards out. I was also told that the Hawk card came out, so it means the messenger. So I was told to listen to every message that comes through, to pay attention to omens, signs, and symbols, because the symbols are around. And I'm also told that you might be seeing more hawks than usual. You're also a general protector, because a raccoon just came up. So that says that you're a general protector, that you take everything seriously. And then with the frog card that coming out, there is needing to be cleansed. I feel like you need to be cleansed because you have a lot of toxic energy around you, so you need to remove that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I got for you, ma'am. And that's all I got. Unless you have any other questions.
No, thank you. Have a nice day.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Okay.
Hello?
Right. I think we're finished. Okay. So we got another same area code. Okay. Catherine.
Yes, how you doing, sir?
Doing fine. How can I help you today?
I was calling for a general reading about my I got a lawsuit going on. I just want to see what's going on with that.
Okay. Well, let's see. Catherine, what is Catherine need to know? What is Catherine need to know? Is that with a K or a C?
It's with a K, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. I'm just here just feeling good today. I'm just doing as always doing. So. I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for asking, though.
So the
sun card's coming up, and it says that you are the sun. You are the person that's warm in all spirits of who you are. the strength card says that you have the strength to do everything and anything you put your mind to. And I know that you said that you have a lot of stuff going on. I'm actually being told that you are being tested because of that. And I'm being told that it's more active, like everything is just more active and you're proactive in everything you do. And I was also told to tell you that, I don't know if you know this, but you're actually a star seed. You come from the past. You're actually a star seed. I don't know if you've ever been told that, but that's what I'm being told to tell you. You're a star seed. You're one of the old souls, and I feel that you're very in tune at times, but that times that you cannot read yourself because of everything that's going on. You're only able to see some things, but not everything.
Right.
And I keep seeing that. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I see that you have some abilities. I want to say that abilities. I feel like you have some kind of empathic, like towards when there's something going on, you know that, you know, you can feel something. When something happens, you can feel it.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
The seven of cups is telling me that there might be some kind of a illusion that's telling, you know, that's going to make you seem like you're seeing things. And some people think that you might be some, like you're kind of weird, but it's not that. It's just that people don't understand you and everything that you do. It's kind of like
you
say what you got to say, but people just think you're strange. I don't
mm-hmm.
know if that makes any sense, but that's
no.
That's
you
what
making
I got
a lot of sense. You making you tell me right.
and then with also. You have visions and dreams.
Mm-hmm.
You're noticing a shift in everything. And then for some reason, now I'm starting to wonder if this was for the show than I did yesterday. I mean today, but I did feel something strange last night, and I do feel that some of this energy is for the show today. Did you feel kind of sad yesterday, but you didn't know why? Like, did you ever, did you feel sad? Yes, you did, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then that makes perfect sense. So I was actually picking up stuff for today's show because I did feel kind of sad, but I didn't know where it was coming from. But I do feel now I know where all this energy is coming from. So basically, you were feeling something. You just didn't know what it was. It was like you felt like something was going to happen, and you're kind of like feeling anxious, but you just don't know where this energy is coming from.
Because I see bright, like spots around me, like shadows.
Mhm.
Like flashing lights be coming around me. I've been like, wow.
Like
spotty
what color do
lights.
You see? What kind
it's
of
like
lights
red.
Do you see?
It's like red and white and blue and green. It's like the rainbow colors.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty colors. Like
mm-hmm.
blue
and
green and yellow and orange.
I think that from what I'm feeling from that is that you need to connect to your ancestors, because I do feel that that's important. I don't know why, but that's what I'm feeling with the colors. And I feel like you're telling me to tell you to listen to to do some research on that, because there's a reason why you're seeing these colors. And the only thing I could think of is that something's coming. You just got to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm being told. That's what I'm told to tell you. And does the star seed resonate with you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Also, I actually want to say a Palladian also. A Palladian from this, you're not from this existence. You feel kind of like different more than everybody else does.
I feel like I don't belong on this planet. Yeah, I do.
Yes. And that's what I'm feeling from you. You don't feel you're at the wrong place.
It feel like I came from heaven on this earth, but I don't know how to get back. But I'm stuck here. But I just see things as I go.
Yeah, and I feel that just because of that, you're here to help others. Until your mission is complete, you're going to be here for quite some time.
Yeah,
I
was told
that
too. Yeah, I was told for a very long time too.
About what?
I will be on this earth to help people.
Well, you just got to do what comes to you. And I was also told to tell you, don't doubt yourself. Because you do have precious gifts from God. And even though there might be people that are skeptic because they think it's the devil's work, but you don't need to prove anything to anyone. As long as you know who you are, that's all that matters.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. You are so gifted, too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kathleen. Okay. Okay, the call queue is starting to build up slowly but surely. 917.
Hi, how
are you?
Hi, Ken.
Hello, my
name is Terry.
What's your name?
Hello?
What is your name? Hello? What's your
name?
Yes,
I can hear you. It's Terry.
Oh, hi, Terry. What's up?
Nothing. What's going on? Nothing.
Good. How have you been?
Good. Yeah, just been doing fine yourself.
Yes, I've been doing good. So do you have any questions for me, or are you just in general?
Just wanted to see if there's anything I should be looking out for, or anything that you're picking up on that I should know about.
Well, right now the high priest.
Not my love life. Yeah. Huh?
the high priest card came up, and with the hype, I do feel that there's a lot of energy there. I was also told to take a vacation because the world card came up.
All right.
So I was told to get some to take a vacation is what I got, and that's what I was told, and to get, you know, just be around family and friends. And then with a high priestess, like I was telling you, there is a magical energy there. And I do feel that you need to always protect yourself, because you know that you always are always prone to get attacked. So just keep yourself very active and do whatever you need to do to keep things going. And like I said, I do see you traveling because the world card came up, and I see traveling from you. So I would say take a vacation to get away for a while.
Yes, I agree.
Okay.
And what month do you see that in? That sounds good.
Okay, hold on.
I'm thinking either April or May. I may have to push to
April. Let me see. When will you be traveling? They tell me, if anything, it won't be until like mid-April, early June.
No, right, that's fine.
That's what I'm seeing with that. And also, it showed me the visionary card, the King of Wands. Even though I know that you weren't asking about your love life, but your man is still around you.
Yes, yes.
So I sense him around you still, and I feel that you're going to find him when you're meant to.
I'm not ready to, yeah.
Mm-hmm. With that being said, I think he likes to read a lot. That's what I was told. He likes to read. He has that kind of good energy to him. And like I said, just take some vacation. And also, it's important to ground yourself. That's what I was told.
I agree.
And then as far as work is concerned, keep doing what you're doing. And now everything should be clear. You shouldn't have any issues at work. Now, if you do have issues still, just don't feed into it and don't worry on what they say. Because you don't need to prove anything to anyone. You know who you are, and you know that you can manifest anything you want. It's just putting the mindset to do it.
All right. That sounds good.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm
okay.
Glad you called.
Thank you, and congratulations to your show. And you know what? One more question. I keep picking up energy around separation oil. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
What should I buy some of that to separate myself from negative people?
Okay, say the question again. I didn't hear you.
Yeah, I keep picking up energy around separation oil. What does that mean, that I should buy some separation oil?
Yes, I would say to get some energy, to get some oil, or it could be somebody that's trying to put some separation. That's what I'm being told. That's what I'm being told to tell you. That's what it is.
Oh, pertaining to work-wise, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
I think, is it the Spanish girl that you were telling me about? I think she's half black, half Spanish.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
So
we can
talk more
about that.
Yes. We can talk more about that. We can talk about it offline or whenever you're ready to talk to me again. And then we can go from there. Because I do see that there is something that could be being done. But also to put separation, you can also use separation for removing obstacles and removing stuff away from you. So it can be used
okay.
to separate the energy, because if they're doing something to you, you don't want it to be affecting you. So you just use that oil. And I would say get a separation candle if you can.
Okay. So get a separation candle from the person that's trying to do separation on you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We will talk more about that. My head is spinning, but okay. Because I keep picking up energy around this this Hispanic girl, and she is negative. She's very negative.
Mm-hmm.
And I see her stealing at the job as well. So I cannot prove it yet, but I can see her stealing, like, things that she can actually buy.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, she does witchcraft. She does witchcraft, tell you. She does magic. And she covers up her cracks. So if she does magic, you're going to have to find a way to verify that. But she does do she does that kind of work. But just protect yourself when you look into it.
Okay, I can't always get protection powder. Okay. Mm-hmm. But you said never bring that into. Well, I wouldn't want to bring that into my home anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we can talk more about that later.
Yeah. All right. So I'll call in. I will continue listening to your show.
You're welcome.
I've just been so busy. Okay, I'll chat with you.
All right.
Bye bye.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kelly. Okay. Now, we haven't had time to screen anybody because what's happening there this evening, that when it approaches the end of the last person's call, the next person is calling in. Now, it doesn't give me a chance to screen. So we have a 770.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello?
Caller, are you there?
Hello, you've called in. Can we hear your voice, please?
I can't hear anything. Okay. I don't know.
Whatever's going on there, Chris is clearly talking to themselves in the background, but they're not talking to us. Okay. Right, we'll do then. We'll take a little break. Put Chris back on. Hold for a moment. We'll take a piece of music, and hopefully by the time we come back, that person will be there and they'll realise that we've called them. Maybe. So let's see what we've got for you. Right, so we've had that one already. We'll have that one. Why not? We'll have this one here, look. Well, we didn't get that caller back, but we did get another one. So we're going to do that one instead. Okay, wonderful. That's why we played our piece of music there. Okay, so let's bring Chris back online, and we have Holly.
Hello, Jack.
Hello.
Hello, who am I speaking to?
Holly from Seattle. How are you?
Fine. What's up?
So, oh, anything you pick
you
up
today?
On is fine, unless you would like a question.
Okay, so let's see what we got from Miss Holly. Let's see what we got for you. Okay, so for right now, it just says keep up what you're doing. The strength card came up. just keep on your faith and don't give up on anything. And just keep doing what you can do. I would say to do some research and keep up everything that, you know, that you're doing. Because that's basically what I'm getting with you. Oh, and now I'm doing the Oracle cards. Okay. So right now, with the Oracle cards, they're telling me the rabbit came out for you. And it's telling me don't show fear with anything that you do. And I was also told to tell you to get out of your comfort zone and try different things, new things. Okay. So also get some time to go outdoors and explore Mother Earth, because that's what it shows up on the turtle card.
Yeah.
So I'm being told to get some time to get out and to get reconnected to nature.
Uh-huh.
Also, I got the owl card came up, so there might be deceived, or there might be people that are going to try to deceive you, but I would say don't worry about them and just focus on yourself, because these medicine cards are really connecting to you, because they're saying that don't believe everything you hear. Spirit is coming up because it shows the ego card, so just be in tune with your spirit guides.
Uh-huh.
And I would say to get more of a spiritual awakening. So whatever you got to do to connect to spirit, make it worth your while. And spend some time outdoors. And that's what I got for you, ma'am. So that's what I was told. As far as anything else that happened in the past, everything seems like it kind of stopped. So it's not like you have nothing to worry about. And I was also told that for some reason, I know that you've been in Seattle for a long time, but there was a possibility of a move coming. But
I just moved last week.
Okay, so that kind of thing that you validated. Okay, so then so everything should be good then. It's just that now you just gotta start over and make new friends and connect to new people. Because wherever you were before, you weren't happy there. And knowing that you moved to Seattle, there's more opportunities for you. So that's what I was told.
Yeah, I'm not really in Seattle. I'm the outskirts, but yeah.
So, but that's what you do, and just connect to everything that you do, and just get outdoors. And I was also told that in the previous reading I gave you was that there was betrayal, but that was when you were not dealing with this stuff now. So, and it says to be productive in everything you do. Get new projects.
Wait, there
new
be
ideas.
What?
Betrayal.
I didn't hear the first sentence. Oh, betrayal. Okay.
Yeah, that you were going to be betrayed. So just don't worry about that. Don't put
is
too much energy.
Is that my old job?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah,
but
it was bad there.
So just don't worry about it. And right now, I don't see anything that you need to be concerned about at this point in time. That's what I got for you.
Can you pick up on my stepson, GJ? Is he okay, doing okay, or any concerns around him?
Honestly? Let me see if I can connect. I don't know, but let's see. Personally, the only thing I see with him is that he's trying to find himself. But basically, he's okay. He's just trying to figure out what he's meant to do in life. He's actually researching a lot of things, reading, keeping himself proactive. And he's actually buying it. He might buy a new house. He's thinking about getting another house. Just, you know, getting
out of...
Yeah,
he's only 17.
No, but I still see a new house, so he might just either move out, or he's trying to get on his own, so you don't have to worry about him. But other than that, he's fine.
Is he going to move with me, or is he going to move? Where is he going to move? Like, he's just a kid.
Firstly, I would say that he would move with you, or he might move with the girl that he's talking to, but I don't see that happening, because I did see a girl around him. But
yeah, he has a girlfriend.
Like, but this girl, I don't know. She seems very nice, but I don't know. I just don't like the energy. So there might be something that he might tell you later that he's going to find out. But I would say that she's going to try to get him to move in with her, but he's going to say no. So he might just move in with you.
Okay.
And that's what I got for you.
And his dad wants to kick him out of his room and give the room to his sister. Is that going to happen? Is that why he's moving?
Yeah, because I guess he's kind of like telling him, I need more things. He's telling him, you need to find something else and not just sit there and not do nothing. And he actually just doesn't like the way he's treated. So he might just move in.
His brother is 20 and hasn't left the bedroom in 3 years. So GJ's the one that does stuff, but the brother does nothing.
Mm-hmm. And he gets...
You know what I mean?
Favoritism. Yeah, there's too much favoritism. So that needs to just... hopefully that will stop. And I feel that he would move in with you. But it won't be until probably... I'm going to say like mid-April. That's what I see with that.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't see anything to be concerned about. I just say that he'll call you when he needs to move.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Holly. Slightly shorter tonight. Right. Last night, we had... Bryn with us, and it's kind of strange because we had two callers all night, and Holly was one of them, and it was a very strange show indeed. It's Holly enjoyed that extra long reading there last night. We were just kept adding the minutes on, and we thought we'd do that until the next caller calls, and we just let the minutes run, sort of thing. So every time the bell went, I just had another 7 minutes. It was kind of comical because none of the reader was unaware of that, and Holly was unaware of it. But you know, it's kind of But, I think Bryn would have kept going if I had eventually pressed the button to stop it. Okay, right then. As I said, well, we don't really have time to screen anybody that's calling right at the end of a person's conversation. So right at the end, so we haven't got time. So we've got a 770, just call back. Hopefully this time.
Hello, Ken. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Hello.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Oh, yes. Hi. How are you? Do you hear me?
You're fine.
Great. I wasn't sure. I really didn't raise my hand, but I'm going to take it now that since I just tuned in pretty much. My question, I don't know if I have a question. I'm just open to whatever my guides and spirits want me to know, what I need to know.
Yeah. Okay, let's see what we got. Let's see what we got for you. Okay.
That's okay, amazing.
So first of all,
my head.
Right now, I was told with the leadership, the mountain lion is came up for you, so there's more leadership that's expected of you. So that's what I was told. You know, whatever you're doing, they expect more leadership, and that you might get work up the ladder and just get promoted. And then it shows the dog, which is representing loyalty, that you're very loyal in all the things that you do, and you don't sugarcoat shit. You just tell it like it is. And for some reason, it shows the turkey card, which the first thing that came up to mind was Thanksgiving. I don't know why, but I keep seeing a Thanksgiving party at work. It didn't go so well.
A Thanksgiving party at work didn't go so well. I don't know what that, because I read it freelance. Maybe it's coming up.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, there must be something coming up with that. And then also with the possible card, it's also to play dead and play stupid, like you don't know shit. But it doesn't mean that you have to play. Like to play dumb against your enemies. To play dumb against your enemies.
Do I play dumb or they want me to play dumb?
No, they want you to play dumb. Your guides want you to play dumb because the possum card is like to protect yourself from the prey. And also the raven came out and it represents law. So whatever you give out of energy is what you're going to get back because it represents the law of attraction. So as long as you attract good people around you, you're going to get good energy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was told with that. And also you're a good teacher because the wolf card came up and says maybe you should get back into teaching or do teaching classes, and also a spiritual counselor is what I got with you. Like you're a person that can tap into things and know when to say things and when not to say things. So you have a teacher within you. It's just that you just got to tap into it. And then before all that, you got to gather up all the stuff that you do, gathering up because the squirrels card came up and means represent gathering. So you're going to be maybe doing a gathering soon. And that probably won't be until maybe June. So you might have like a gathering.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was told. So that's what I got for you. Okay, let me see. Let's see. These cards are actually acting up. Sorry, hold on. Cards are acting up. The Emperor card represents the mom and dad. That they're there to guide you and inspire you, and they're telling you that you're doing a good job. Also, the King of Cups is coming up, shows a man around you, which is probably something.
Is it positive about the man? Is it positive?
Honestly, yes. I think it's positive. It's a good person that's coming in your life. He's very ambitious. He's very determined, strong-willing, and he just has a good head on his shoulders is what I was told. He's got a good person. You know, he's a good person. So he seems like he's two different people, but he's got good head on his shoulders with that. So that's what I'm sensing with that. The family, the Ten of Cups came up, so it says that you will have fulfillment and happiness and everything that you do. You try to keep the family together and keep doing what you're doing. And so it shows that there will be a gathering. So everything that you fulfill and everything you do, you're going to achieve all the goals that you want. And that's what I'm sensing with that. And then the world card's coming up, so that's meaning that you're going to go to different places. You might even travel out of town.
Oh, that's what I want.
Yeah, that's what you, I mean, so that you will be traveling very soon.
That's what
and
I
feel
do.
That, yeah, that you want to travel to get away from things. And that's good for you because it releases the stress from everything that you're worried about. So I would recommend like going out to a beach or something and getting out and travel if you can. And with that, you won't travel until probably, I want to say maybe July, August.
Mm-hmm.
Like more during the summertime, I see you traveling. So that I see that going very well for you. Now, if you travel right now, you can, but it just depends where you're going because due to the weather. So just keep a lookout for that if you decide to travel sooner than that. and then the High Priestess card said that you've been praying a lot and you're using energy of the five elements and you're doing a lot of stuff and it's working out for you. So you really got nothing to be concerned about.
Well, fantastic. I love that. You know, traveling, you mentioned traveling. There is, I have been thinking about getting away for during July, the month of July. And I said, you know, I'm going to go over to Cape Cod. I want to go to the beach. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's happening now.
So that would be good. Yeah. So that's good. That's good. I have a friend, and her name is, I don't know if you need a name, but her name is Cynthia. Is she really good for me or just someone I know talk to?
Someone that's good for you.
Yeah, her name is Cynthia. Is she really a true friend or just someone that, that I've been talking to all these years, and she really...
I think it's more of a person that someone that you can talk to, but not. I wouldn't confine in anything with her, not everything. I would say some things you can confine in her, but not everything. So
yeah.
Just be careful with that.
Because I believe that, I could be wrong, but I believe there's a lot of, she sees with a lot of jealousy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but you're not wrong about that. So, but that's about it, man. And
I'm not wrong about that.
No, you're not wrong about that. She's a person of jealousy. Yes.
Mhm.
And
mm-hmm.
But if you want to give me a call, you can call me so I can give you more of a private reading because our time is up. But if
mm-hmm.
you want to reach me, you can reach me at 210-974-3470. If you want to talk more private.
Where's 210? Canada?
No, I'm in San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, Texas. Okay. Okay.
So if you want to give me a call, you can call me because our time's up. So,
okay.
Just give me a call at 210-974-3470.
Yeah, I saw it up on the page when I pulled up on the internet. Wow.
Yeah, but
this is interesting.
That's
Thank you so much.
Call, you're welcome. Anytime.
I did not expect to get a reading because I didn't press one, but it showed up. I guess I needed that.
You're welcome.
Thank you again. Thanks, Ken.
You're welcome.
I was telling Ken thanks.
Thank you. Right. Okay, we haven't got time for another one then, ladies and gents, because there's just 3 minutes left on the clock. So, we're going to call it in now, and we're going to play a piece of music on the way out and say a big, big thank you once again to the wonderful Chris Garcia until Wednesday evening. So back with us next Wednesday evening, ladies and gents, and we'll look forward to making up with you again. Have a good weekend, Chris, and catch you on Wednesday. Okay, Wednesday then for Chris, and Chris joins us 2 days a week, Wednesdays and Fridays. So back with us on Wednesday next. So thanks, Chris. And no show on Sunday coming. because Kelly take a week off, back with us on the 27th, and then out again on the 6th, I do believe, of April. So our next show now will be on Tuesday evening with Tim and Lee. So let's see what we've got for you up here. I'm going to find a piece of music to play out with. Just give me a second and we'll see what we've got for you. Okay. Right. It doesn't want to play. Why is that then? Oh dear. problem solved. Okay. Let's do this.